High school boys basketball action last night. Class 3A district finals saw Glenwood defeat Atlantic 65-55 as the Rams used their inside dominance to put together a solid second half to pick up the victory. Atlantic jumped out to a 19-9 lead early in the ball game, only to see the Rams rally back to within one at halftime. They took a lead in the second half and won the game down the stretch, largely on the strength of their inside game. A 6'8" junior center, Jake Lewis, finished with a game-high 22 points to lead the Rams. Braden Wheeler also tossed in 13 points for Glenwood from the outside. For Atlantic, 21 points from Joe Walker and 17 from Garrett Franken. Most of Franken's coming from the arc last night as they helped lead the Atlantic effort. Trojans, though, scored 28 points in the second half. 24 of them came from those two players, however, as they just couldn't get enough offense together in the second half to come up with the victory. Atlantic coach Alan Jenkins, after the game, said that he was proud of his team's effort.
I thought we played extremely hard. Our biggest concern all week was how we were going to guard the post. Looking at our sheet, we had four different ways we tried to guard the post tonight, and we were 0-for-4. You give them credit, they're a big, strong team. I give them a lot of credit because every time we hit a big shot, they countered at the other end on three big possessions, middle of the fourth quarter. Every time we cut to one, I think two or three times, and then they countered with a three. So, credit goes to them with that. We're disappointed that we did not control the post better. I don't know necessarily control, but at least battle a little bit more. They got a lot of second looks. When their post did miss, we didn't check out enough. And that was the big difference in the game, their post play. I thought we had a couple of kids really play well. We had a bunch of kids play really hard. It wasn't enough tonight.
The Trojan season comes to an end. Glenwood moves on to the district, to the sub-state championship game, where they'll face off against Harlan. Harlan, a 77-55 winner over Perry last night. Trey Landsman had 29 points, a dozen rebounds, and five block shots. And Nathan Cave had a double-double with 13 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Cyclones. Also in 3A action last night in a district final, it was Carroll over Ballard, 72-50. In Class 1A play last night, Nottoway Valley defeated Griswold 77-42 in a district final in Class 1A. Game was tied after one quarter, but Nottoway Valley put together a 24-4 second quarter that gave them a lead they would not relinquish. Jackson Lamb had 27 points, while T.J. Bauer added 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Wolverines. Also last night, East Mills advancing with a 1A district final victory, 48-28 over Sydney. Keegan Wiederquist had 17 points and a dozen rebounds. Logan Curran tossed in 15 points for the Wolverines as East Mills moves on. Also moving on in Class 1A, Arweva. The Rockets beat Underwood 56-44 last night. Kyle Lichty had 21 points to lead Arweva to that district final victory last night. Those winners all moving on in the tournament. Indiana extended Iowa's losing streak to three games, beating the Hawkeyes 93-86 last night in Bloomington. Iowa committed 18 turnovers, a season high in league play, and they failed to score a field goal for over an eight-minute stretch. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says his team failed to capitalize on a 6-0 run to start the second half. The Hawkeyes dropped to 19-9 on the season and 8-7 in the Big Ten. And McCaffrey said it wasn't just a failure to take care of the ball that cost his team the game.
You know, it's a lot of things, but we make four threes. You got to make more than four threes, especially if you're shooting 19. If you're shooting 10, it's one thing. If you're shooting 19, it's a whole other thing. And, we miss eight free throws. So eight free throw misses and 18 turnovers, it's hard to win.
Indiana was led by Will Sheehy, who scored 21 more than his average. He scored a career-high 30 points.
He got away from us. He got a back cut bucket early. He got out in transition. They got a couple lobs to him. He was one of the guys we weren't getting matched up to. I mean, he's a guy that in transition, like I said, if you don't get it put together, they can throw it up to the rim on us, to him. And he got a couple of those. And that's unfortunate because that's the kind of player he is. Now, he has not been shooting the ball as well as he shot it tonight. Give him credit. I mean, the kid had a great game.
Roy Devin Marble had 20 points to lead Iowa, while Aaron White added 19 points and 10 rebounds. Iowa will try to end its three-game skid Sunday when the Hawkeyes host Purdue. Iowa closes the regular season with two games in 3 days, at Michigan State next Thursday and at home next Saturday against Illinois.
We'll stay together. We'll keep working. We'll be positive. And I believe in these guys. We have character in that locker room, and we'll come back in a big way, no question in my mind.
That game Sunday with Purdue at home is a noon start time with the broadcast. It's a 1 o'clock tip-off. There were six top 25 men's basketball teams in action Thursday. The only ranked team to come away with a win was number 7 Louisville. Duquesne was just 11-15 overall, 3-10 in the Atlantic 10 Conference until Micah Mason had 22 points and Jerry Jones added 19 to lead the Dukes past number 10 St. Louis, 71-64 last night, snapping the Billiken school record 19-game winning streak. Cody Clark scored 7 of his 11 points in overtime as Arkansas upset number 17 Kentucky 71-67 to complete a season sweep of the Wildcats. Daniel House had 19 points, and Houston closed on a 14-5 spurt to beat number 21 Memphis 77-68. DJ Newbill scored 23 points, and Tim Frazier added 16 to lead Penn State past number 22 Ohio State 65-63. And the Cardinals had no trouble winning their game as Russ Smith, Montrell Harrell, and freshman Terry Rozier combined for 64 points in Louisville's 88-66 pounding of Temple last night. Well, the women's college hoops, the Era Taylor scored 21 points last night as number 25 Iowa pulled away in the second half to beat Ohio State 65-61. Melissa Dixon scored 14, Bethany Doolittle had 12, and Iowa forced 21 turnovers and had 15 steals as the Hawkeyes improved to 22-7 overall. They're 10-5 in Big Ten conference play. After 2 months spent mostly bludgeoning each other into submission, coaches in the Big 12 are starting to cast a wary eye toward the NCAA tournament. While other conferences may have a handful of standout teams, there are usually a few bottom dwellers that everybody else can use to pad their records. That's not the case in the Big 12 with its grueling double round-robin schedule where even good teams are piling up losses. Kansas, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Texas are almost certainly locks for the NCAA tournament, and Kansas State has a strong resume. Baylor and Oklahoma State are sitting on the bubble. Those are two teams that were ranked in the top 10 at one point this season. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Milwaukee 101-96. Washington needed three overtimes to beat Toronto 134-129. Miami topping New York 108-82. It was Brooklyn over Denver 112-89. In the National Hockey League, the New York Rangers beat Chicago 2-1, New Jersey over Columbus 5-2, Montreal beat Pittsburgh in a shootout 6-5, San Jose outscored Philadelphia 7-3, the New York Islanders in an overtime 5-4 over Toronto, Detroit beat up on Ottawa 6-1, Washington 5-4 over Florida, Winnipeg in a shootout over Phoenix 3-2, Nashville beat Tampa Bay 3-2, Dallas 4-1 over Carolina, Los Angeles blanking Calgary 2-0, and Minnesota shut out Edmonton 3-0. Well, the New York Mets say an MRI on pitcher John Neese's ailing left shoulder didn't show any major problems. Neese had been scratched from his opening exhibition start against Houston next Tuesday and replaced by Zach Wheeler. Neese was sent back to New York for the MRI Wednesday after he complained of shoulder pain. The Dodgers' Zach Greinke left his exhibition start against Arizona after just four pitches with a mild right calf strain. Greinke said he didn't think the injury was serious enough for him to leave the game, but he agreed to come out after speaking with manager Don Mattingly and Dodgers chief of medical staff Stan Conte. Milwaukee's Ryan Braun hit a two-run homer in his first at-bat since completing a season-ending 65-game suspension in 2013 for violating Major League Baseball's anti-drug agreement. It came in the first inning of Milwaukee's spring opener against Oakland. Well, Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to a 5-year contract with wide receiver Riley Cooper and a 7-year deal with center Jason Kelce. Cooper would have become a free agent next month after a breakout season in which he set career highs in receptions, receiving, and touchdowns. Kelce is part of an offensive line that helped the Eagles lead the NFL in rushing while setting a franchise record for points with 442. Those moves were announced a day after All-Pro left tackle Jason Peters signed a new 5-year contract. San Francisco 49ers and offensive lineman Daniel Kilgore have agreed to a 3-year contract extension through the 2017 season. He was selected in the 5th round of the 2011 draft out of Appalachian State. He played in 33 regular season games, plus all 6 playoff games the last 2 seasons. He split time at both guard and center. And the Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants will kick off the 2014 NFL preseason in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The league says the matchup will be played on August 3rd, a day after the Hall of Fame inducts 7 new members, including 1 each from the Bills and the Giants. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.